Okay, Mr. President, you're on.
Ready? Okay. Entertained motion to come out of recess to public hearing.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Shaver.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yet for now back in public session. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender, identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give a statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there's no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. The council shall accept and consider written comments only from the public on the P&Z Commission's recommendations to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following the P&Z Commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the County Council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. And Mr. President, the first hearing we have today is conditional use number 2243. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district and a GR general residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, containing 3.18 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Friendship Road, that's Sussex County Route 306A, approximately 0.36 miles southwest of Indian Mission Road, that's Route 5. The 911 address is 33602 Samantha Drive, Millsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 23, Parcel 51.00. Submitted into the record, staff would note we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, copy of comments received from Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response. Staff would note we have received zero comments and we have received a mail return. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of November 19th of last year. At the meeting of November 10th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 7 reasons and subject to the 11 recommended conditions outlined within the memo before council, and that memo includes the minutes of those 2 meetings. And my apologies, it's December 10th, not November 10th. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Mr. Whitehouse by council? If not, Mr. Pfeiffer.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. My name is Larry Pfeiffer. I have a law office at 1201 Savannah Road in Lewis, Delaware. I have bar number 366, and I have the pleasure of representing the applicant in this matter. As Mr. Whitehouse has already covered, this application did go through a public hearing at the planning and zoning level, and after answering all of the questions that arose, it was approved. Prior to that, there was also a favorable review, service level evaluation by DLDOT. This property, as indicated, is appears to be a split zoned property. A portion of it is AR1, which is certainly compatible with the existing landscape business operated there, and AR1. the applicant, my client, is the owner of the property and the owner and operator of the landscaping business, which is presently on the property, as shown on the plot on the board. He also resides in the house on the property as well. It is a 3.18 acre parcel, so we submit that there is ample area to conduct the business in a manner which is both efficient and acceptable and not oppressive to any neighboring landowners. I believe that the neighboring landowner use, see, I think there's a church parking lot on one side, there's a boat storage yard across the road. There's a long neck backhoe business one street over. There's ambulance stations, I believe, in the area, and also a golf cart business. It would certainly seem that the operation of a landscaping business would be compatible with the land use, the surrounding land uses. I would also note happily that there was no opposition at the planning and zoning level, and I don't know if there'll be any opposition today, but. If so, if there is, we will certainly address any questions that may be raised. I respectfully request that the council favorably approve the application before you, and subject, of course, to the restrictions which have been noted. I think there were 7 conditions located, noted by planning and zoning. Thank you very much. If there are any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
I have one question, Mr. President.
Mr. Hudson.
On the recommendations and conditions, I see that in number 8E, it says there won't be any dumping or shall not be any dumping of trees, branches, grass, or other debris on the site. On the site plan, there's an area for stockpile of grass clippings and such, mulching. To me, that would go along with a landscape business. So I would think that we would have to eliminate that specific condition. Am I correct?
Yes, I believe you are correct, sir.
Mr. Moore?
Mr. Pfeiffer borrowed my sheets here. What number did you have on those?
Number 8E.
Okay.
It says no dumping of trees, branches, grass, or other debris. Now, on the site plan, it talks about grass clippings, mulching, and stockpile, or that stockpile area. That would be consistent with a landscape use, company use, or, right. Because you have to have somebody, something separate to dump your grass clippings and all that.
For composting.
Right.
Would it be appropriate to eliminate that one?
It could be, but do you want dumping of trees to remain?
No, I want to specifically talk about the grass clippings and mulching.
Multiple items?
Exactly. Stumps would be, I would say no, but.
Okay.
But I don't know that much about mulching either.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I believe he's he does dispose of branches and such in that mulch pile now. I was out there the other day.
Yep.
And it looks like it's been in continuous use for some time. And it certainly was not oppressive to any of the neighbors.
Okay, yeah.
It was way in the back of the site.
So are you then
I would like to
suggesting just removing trees and consider the rest of the items, trees or stumps, and leave the rest of the items as multiple items?
That would be fine with me.
So if that would be the case, when it comes time, after the hearing would be over, we could amend it. There should not be any dumping of trees and dumping and stockpiling of trees and stumps on the property. And then we could just leave the balance, you know, not mention those at all. Or we could state multiple items such as branches, grass, and leaves may be mulched or composted on site. I guess mulched on site.
That would be fine with me. I mean, I don't want to make this any more difficult on the applicant than it needs to be.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Anything else from council? Anything else from council? That's okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Landscape.
Okay. Is there anyone else that is here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here that would like to speak in favor of the application? Is there anyone here today, seeing none, that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, could you please check to see if there's anyone that's listening remotely that would like to comment, either pro or con on this, please?
Is anyone in the forum via the conference line who would like to speak on the matter? Please dial 5-star, state your name and address. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, please dial 5-star, state your name and address. At this time, we have no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you. Mr. President, this time we close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. Is it okay with council to close the public record? I ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district and GR general residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.18 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning number 1-7, with conditions identified as 8A through K.
Professor, you have an amendment?
Yes, sir. I would like to amend 8E to what Mr. Moore just discussed.
Okay, so the suggestion would be amend 8E as follows. There shall not be any dumping of trees and stumps on the property, period.
Should it include other debris as well?
Yes. Stumps, shall not be any dumping of trees, stumps, and other debris. on the property. And then there would be a period, and then branches, limbs, leaves, and multiple items may be stored on site in the identified area.
That would be my motion.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Hudson, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes, on the motion, on the amendment.
Mr. Green?
So we're voting on the amendment?
Yes. The amendment only, which is what they just read.
I will vote for the amendment, yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes, on the amendment.
I'll be yes also, motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore, if you read the short title again?
Yes, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district and GR general residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.18 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning and zoning and the conditions 8A through K as amended by this council.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes, based on planning and zoning's recommendation, along with the amendment.
Mr. Green?
I vote yes, based on recommendation from planning and zoning, and yes on the amendment.
Mr. Schaefer?
I vote yes, based on the planning and zoning recommendation.
Mr. Riley?
I will also vote yes, based on planning and zoning's recommendations and conditions, along with the amendment.
I also agree with planning and zoning's recommendation and conditions as amended. I will vote yes. Conditional use 2243 with condition as amended is approved. Next.
Okay, next item, Mr. President, is change zone number 1927. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 2.5 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, that's Route 9, approximately 0.12 mile west of Joseph's Road, Sussex County Route 281. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 4, Parcels 34.02 and 34.03. Submitted into the record, staff would note we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibit book, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of comments received from Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and a copy of DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have received zero comments and zero mail returns. The application was subject to a hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of November 19th of last year. At its meeting of December 10th of last year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 9 reasons outlined within the Commission's motion, and a copy of that motion and the minutes from those meetings is included in the memo before Council. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Dyer.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Mr. President, members of council, my name is Preston Dyer. I live at 29460 Cedar Neck Road, Ocean View. I am a member of Millsboro Town Center 3 LLC. With me today is Mark Davidson, our engineer, who will be providing additional information. As you're aware, this is a request for a change of zone from AR1 to C2. For approximately 2.5 acres of land located north of U.S. Route 9. You're also aware that that is a principal arterial road running east-west, and as a result, we believe that the C2 medium commercial district is appropriate. The uses would include retail sales, performance of consumer services, variety of retail, professional, and service businesses. It has to be located near an arterial road, which we've just discussed, and it would accommodate the community commercial uses that do not have outside storage or sales. At this time, Mr. Davidson will provide the technical information regarding the appropriateness of this rezoning.
Thank
Thank you, Mr. Dyer. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Panini Associates, located outside of Milton, Delaware. As Mr. Dyer introduced, this is a application to rezone the property to C2 medium commercial district. In ordinance 2550, Sussex County Council desired to create a more specific C2 medium commercial zoning district with smaller, more related uses within the district to promote better planning and predictability within Sussex County. And as explained by Mr. Dyer, the purpose of the C2 medium commercial district is to support uses that include the retail and performance of consumer services. The granting of this application to C2 commercial rezoning will allow the Dyer family to continue their business plan to create quality medium commercial flex space that will focus on architectural building design, floor space, adequate parking for customers, and overall image that draws in customers from the nearby existing and future communities. Up on the screens here and provided in the hearing exhibit booklets that we submitted for the record, we showed the layout of the property. It is 2.5 acres. It is located on U.S. Route 9. As Mr. Dyer explained, it is a principal arterial. In the last 2 years, DelDOT has upgraded the principal to a principal arterial. The right-of-way there now is 100-foot right-of-way. So the property will have to dedicate 20 feet along the frontage here to expand this right-of-way. There will also be a 15-foot permitted easement dedicated as a part of this application once we get this rezoned to C2, we'll come back in with a site plan. What I show here is what this site could possibly look like from a buildable perspective, with a couple of buildings, plenty of parking to be able to provide the types of uses that the Dyer family would like to do with the site. It also shows an area for a possible for stormwater out front, for a future septic area out front. I'll get into that in just a second. And then we are budding along the back here of the new the Lewis to Georgetown Rails to Trails path that has been recently constructed along the rear. So there will be access to this site, to that trail, for any of the future uses for the property. The proposed rezoning to C2 for this property is in the vicinity of other commercial zone properties and uses. It will not diminish or impair property values with the neighborhood, will not create a public nuisance or result in an increase in public expenditure. Again, in your booklets here, I've submitted some maps here that show how we are compatible with other commercial zonings in the area. If you notice that with the rails to trails that runs along the backs of these properties here, and then with U.S. Route 9, you can see how primarily the commercial uses within this area fit between U.S. Route 9 and the back of the rails to trails, along with any of the railroad track that's possibly going to be left in this area. But you can see how all the red and the pinks here are all the general business, neighborhood business, and commercial uses within the area. In the 2019 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the area for the proposed rezoning for this property is identified to be in a low density and is currently surrounded by existing developing areas. The Sussex plan suggests that each application should be reviewed on its own merit and does not have a negative impact on the surrounding area or the county in general. Some of the stated goals that are in the comprehensive plan for new commercial zonings talks about promoting growth and development in areas where capital facilities and infrastructure are already available and adequate and are adequate to support the growth. Artesian has both the water and sewer, they're in the vicinity to be able to provide water and sewer to this property. This property is also in Artesian CPCN, their certificate of public convenience and necessity. So they're already these properties are already signed up to hook into Artesian's water and sewer, and they are in the area right now and continue to grow the water and sewer along U.S. Route 9. Another goal is to promote commercial development in designated commercial office and industrial areas and scale intensity distance appropriate to adjacent residential neighborhoods. As I previously stated, you know, the Dyers want to provide a commercial development that is part of the community. And I showed on the previous map how other commercial areas within this area along on one side of Route 9 that also abut the old railroad track, which is now becoming part of the Rails to Trails program, all those properties there are commercial and are zoned either C2 or a much higher zoning, which was once the C1 zoning or the CR1 zoning, those two zoning districts being closed districts at this time. Engage in planning that considers the efficient location of public services and infrastructure while establishing future public sewer service areas that will help preserve open space by promoting orderly growth rather than unplanned sprawl. This property is located again along U.S. Route 9 with access to a major roadway system that travels east and west to Lewis and Georgetown. Again, future water and sewer will be adjacent to the properties, and then this property in this location with medium commercial zoning will prohibit any unplanned sprawl that the comprehensive plan is discouraging. Coordinate with DelDOT on road improvements and other transportation projects. We will work with DelDOT, and as previously stated, we'll work with DelDOT in the dedication of the right-of-way along the frontage. It's a 20-foot dedication of property in order to make U.S. Route 9 someday a 100-foot wide right-of-way. There's also, again, a 15-foot permanent easement dedication that will be dedicated to DelDOT for their future needs for utilities, drainage, and any types of future roadwork that they may end up doing along U.S. Route 9. The proposed land use for the properties is expected to increase the chip generation of the subject length, fewer than 50 vehicle trips in an hour and fewer than 500 vehicle trips per day, in which DelDOT determines the traffic to be negligible. And in the context of the 2020 Sussex County DelDOT MOU for land development coordination. Although a TIS was not required as part of the application, the developers will have to provide future transportation improvements to the adjacent roadways during the future planning of any commercial development that's proposed for the property. The entrances and any road improvements along the frontages will be borne by the property owners here. In addition, future connection to the rails and trails, pedestrian path along the existing trails will be worked out with DelDOT. DelDOT will allow access for the property to connect to the rails to trails. Since US 9, again, is a principal arteria, and is an important freight corridor, setbacks will be increased to allow for future capacity and again, in form of the additional right-of-way dedications, permanent easements. We have setback requirements we have to maintain from right-of-way, so that all will get pushed back into the property, which will increase the aesthetic benefits of the community. Consistent with the comprehensive plan's future land use chapter, the county has considered development along U.S. Route 9 as a business corridor with a mix of residential and commercial uses that provide local residents with access to services they need. Local services would reduce travel to SR1 for basic needs. Furthermore, the Sussex plan promotes the US 9 vision to be tied to efforts to make the corridor multimodal. And again, as I discussed, currently the Georgetown to Lewis truck rail trail has been constructed by DelDOT. And again, once that trail is completed, the trail will provide a pedestrian bicycle path that is separated from the car traffic. And the trail will serve as both a recreational asset and a transportation option for commuters. Since the comprehensive plan is a guide for future use of land, the county, you know, and the county's official zoning map must be consistent with the uses and intensities and uses provided in the future land use plan. Table 4.5-2, which I show at the top of the screen here, that's on the screen, provides a tool for assisting with determining which zoning districts are applicable to each future land use category. And as you can see, in a low density rural area, an applicable zoning district is the C2 medium commercial zoning district. The 2015 strategies for state policies and spending identifies the area as an investment level 4. Although in a level 4 areas, there's no plans for public expenditures for the property. All the infrastructure needs that will be necessary to develop the property will be borne by the developer of the property. There are no wetlands on the subject properties. The properties are located in a flood zone X, which is unshaded. There are no historical and natural features on the property. Stormwater will be on site and use best management practices for handling stormwater runoff. And the properties are not in any groundwater protection zone. And lastly, the private utility companies, again, are considered a viable option for water and wastewater treatment in the areas where the county and municipal services are non-existent or unplanned. And again, artesian wastewater management mainly provides for water and sewer for developments along the Route 9 east of Georgetown, and again has both the CPCNs for the property. Delmarva Power and Light Company will provide the energy for the property. These properties have a natural gas transmission pipeline located along the property. It's owned by the Eastern Shore Natural Gas Company, which is Chesapeake Utilities. Verizon and Comcast are the main telecommunication providers operating in this service area. All these utilities ensure quality growth of development by planning and developing of infrastructure and services in the county to complement state and local planning efforts with the adequate water, sewer, electricity, natural gas, fiber optic infrastructure to the property. And with that, I will have Mr. Dyer come back up and close out this, our presentation.
We believe that the request for the rezoning to C2 meets the express purpose of the C2 zoning district and does not have any negative impact on the surrounding area or the county in general. Excuse me. Therefore, based upon the reasons presented, the recommendation for approval by Planning and Zoning, we respectfully request that this application for rezoning to C2 be approved by council. Thank you.
Any Thank questions you. Of council?
No.
Questions of council? Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else here in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, couldn't you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to participate telephonically and express their opinions either pro or con on this application?
If anyone is joined via the conference line or would like to speak on this matter, please dial 5-star and get any trigger. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, please dial 5-star and state your name and address. At this time, we have no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. Is it okay with council close public record? And Mr. Moore, read the short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 2.5 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 9. And Mr. President, it's been brought to my attention that there was a factual error on number 5 of these reasons given, that inadvertently coastal area was included in number 5 in the quotations when that should have been low density. So it would be appropriate before voting on the application itself to make an amendment to insert low density in number 5.
Okay. Mr. Schaefer, is that what you'd like to do?
Yes, so moved as amended.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second. Mr. Hudson, any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes. Now, Mr. Moore, read short title again.
Yes, thank you. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 2.5 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning 1 through 9 as amended by this council.
Pleasure, council.
I'd like to make a motion for approval.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
For the reasons given by planning and zoning.
By planning and zoning, yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Green.
Based on the recommendation from planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Riley.
I also vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning as amended.
I also agree with the reasons. I also vote yes based on that. Motion carried. Change the zone number 1927 is passed. Thank you. Okay, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes. We're now adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.